I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Glad you could be here. It is Wednesday, but it already feels like there's been enough news from the Trump White House to fill several months. Today, the president spoke at the U.S. Coast Guard graduation ceremony. He made no direct references to the various allegations currently swirling around his administration, but he did say this.
Look at the way I've been treated lately, especially by the media. No politician in history, and I say this with great surety, has been treated worse or more unfairly.
So no mention there of Trump sharing highly classified info with Russian officials in the Oval Office last week. But another president did mention that directly today. Russia's Vladimir Putin said he'd be happy to share Russian records of that now fateful White House meeting with the U.S. Congress.
You have probably the last person that the president wants to vouch for him, vouching for him, and that's Vladimir Putin. You know, things have gotten pretty bad when you're asking for Putin to lend you credibility on the Russia issue.
Democrat Adam Schiff is the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee. He calls the rapid-fire revelations of recent days stunning.
It's at a breathtaking pace, and of course, everyone is asking quite rightly, where does this all lead? This most recent allegation, I think, is among the most serious, that the President of the United States told the FBI director to essentially drop an investigation into one of his top aides, the then former National Security Advisor. That's a very serious business, which of course raises the prospect of whether there was active interference or obstruction of justice. I think there will be some pretty powerful evidence, if that's the case, in the form of contemporaneous notes or memoranda written by the FBI director, and Congress certainly needs to get a hold of those. And I think we need to bring the director back in short order to testify before Congress.
Has former FBI Director James Comey said anything to you or the Intelligence Committee that has indicated interference from President Trump in an investigation? And if so, what has been said?
Well, he certainly didn't describe the meeting that was reported in the New York Times. I wasn't aware of these memoranda until I read that article. And we've had the director come in twice just within the last couple of months. So we would never have imagined we'd need him to come back so soon before the Congress. But we do need to get to the bottom of this. And as between the account of the director, as it's reported, and what the president has been relaying, I think people would probably have a lot more faith in the account coming from the director of the FBI. But if those public reports are accurate, they're very serious because it would represent a unprecedented effort to shut down a portion of the Russia investigation.
Based on what you already know about Mike Flynn's trips to Russia, are you inclined to believe that there is fire behind the notes that James Comey took after his meetings with Trump back in February, or is it probably just more smoke?
You know, I think these allegations are, you know, the most concerning so far. The president's own admission a week ago that he fired Comey because of the Russia investigation, and that in fact he had asked Comey about whether he was a subject of investigation at the time, where he acknowledged Comey was worried about keeping his job. Those were serious. This is yet again another serious indication that there's a pattern here. Now, this is all on the basis of public reports that have not been confirmed, so I don't think we should get too far ahead. We need to make sure that we find out whether these reports are true, what these memoranda say. If indeed there are memoranda of other conversations between the FBI director and the president that might reveal other improper conduct that sheds light on the president's motivation, because key to figuring out whether there was obstruction here is what the president's intent may have been.
We saw how Russia issued the first photos of the Trump, Foreign Minister Lavrov, and Ambassador Kislyak meeting in the Oval Office. Russia has now said they can provide transcripts of that meeting. What are your thoughts on how the White House is generally handling intelligence since Trump came there?
Well, this is really breathtaking that the account, the fact, the photos of this meeting are coming from the Russians, and the Russians are now offering transcripts. After all, the Russians still deny that they were involved in hacking our democratic institutions. So the Russians have no credibility here, but it is more than a bit ironic, amusing, disturbing. As I like to say, I'm running out of adjectives and expletives for the situation, that the Russians are offering to provide the evidence of what went on in the White House.
Are subpoenas a next step?
If the documents aren't provided voluntarily, then absolutely. I have to think that the FBI is going to provide these documents willingly, and I have to think that Director Comey will come before the Congress willingly. And I think we need to do both as soon as possible.
Representative Adam Schiff is the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee. Congressman, thank you very much for your time.
Good to be with you.